As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Ross Tucker, of course, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter and both on the local and national stage, a football... Let's give him expert. James, he deserves expert at this point, right?
I think he's an expert.
He has carved that out. He announces games for CBS. He's one of our own here at WIP, Mr. Ross Tucker. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. Ross, I'm excited. I mean, this one was a slower build to a draft than we've ever had, in my opinion. And obviously, this isn't fever pitch the way some years are, like Carson at 2, and are they going to get Mariota or not, and, you know, some of those classics. But, look, it's the NFL draft. We got a great football team. So, Ross, let me start with this, because we've talked about so many players, and we will with you. But an interesting tweet from Zach Berman recently, and I'll paraphrase instead of reading it. His point basically was, people misidentify how Howie drafts sometimes, and they're focusing on what the Eagles need now. But the way Howie does it is actually, what do they need 2 and 3 years from now to make sure the roster is ready for those moments? Do you think that's more in play than, you know, like we've been talking D-tackle, edge rusher, this guy and that guy, but should we broaden our scope to view it more through the prism of what they might need 2 years from now?
Yeah, I think you're always better off with the Eagles looking at it that way. I mean, if you think about it, they didn't really need Nolan Smith when they took him recently. They didn't need Juergens. I mean, Juergens... unless they knew he could play right guard, you know, he would have sat behind Kelsey for 2 full years as a high second round pick. Landon Dickerson wasn't supposed to play that first year until Seumalo got hurt. So, you know, it's one of the reasons why the Eagles are better than these other franchises. You know, watch what happens with all these other teams tonight, right? The amount of teams that they'll say until they're, you know, until they can't say it anymore, we don't chase need, you know, best player available. They are full of crap, man. I mean, oh my gosh, what a coincidence. You absolutely needed a corner, and that's the best player on your board. You can't believe he fell to you, blah, blah, blah. Most of the teams still take the best player available at the position where they need help the most. The Eagles do an excellent job of coming into the draft without really having a position where they have to have somebody. I mean, I know we talk a lot about D-tackle. I mean, they can go into games next year. Like, they could play tomorrow with Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Ajumma, and Thomas Booker. Or, oh, they need an edge rusher really so badly. Almost, like, we'll see who they take, but I wouldn't be surprised if Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt are the starters anyway. And then we'll see if they can get anything from Bryce Huff. They did get Uche as well as Ojulari. They could play a game. A lot of these teams need the draft picks from tonight and tomorrow to survive. The Eagles could go play anybody right now and probably beat their you-know-what.
Russ, how intentional was it that Howie divulged the number of first-round picks, that the first-round grades that the Eagles had on this first round. I thought that was interesting.
That it's less than 32. He didn't say a specific number, but less than 32.
Yeah, he said, we don't have 32 first-round picks on this year's first round.
Right, so a couple things. Number one, no teams do. right? And in fact, this year, talking with some teams, this is as few as they have ever had. A lot of teams have 12 or 14.
Wow.
Some will say they have 18. I don't really know what that means, by the way. Like, there's going to be 32 guys.
I agree with you, Ross.
I promise 32 guys are going tonight, right? Like, so I promise you.
Those but here's, numbers, though, are incredibly low to me. You said 12 or 14?
Yeah. And true first-round grades. Wow. Like, you know, where they think those guys are elite prospects.
Wow.
Here's the thing. If Howie did it intentionally, how much do you guys want to bet that whoever the Eagles take, whether they trade up in the 20s or they get at 32, because you know, now that he said that, you know the first question he's getting tonight or whenever he talks to the media is, okay, Howie, was this one of the guys you had a first-round grade on?
Absolutely.
And no matter who they take at 32, I mean, maybe not, but I tend to think that they'll say, yeah, this is actually kind of like Cooper DeJean last year. This is one of the guys that we had a first-round grade on. And by the way, that makes sense because you talk to people. There's a consensus on like who the top five guys are. After that, there are guys that could get drafted at 12 or 40. There's that much of a difference depending on what teams need, what they think of these guys. And so think about it logically. Because of that, the first 32 teams, at least, are going to be able to say, we had a first-round grade on the guy. We can't believe he was there. Yeah, because your board's different than other people's boards.
Let me ask you this. Okay, go ahead, John.
This is a just a different level, a weird idea. The NIL stuff, these guys are getting money way before guys used to get money. You know, these guys are getting paid now at the moment that they get to college.
Some of them are millionaires already.
Millionaires. We're talking, you know, like even I was talking to a guy who coaches. Even I, Russ, would have gotten paid big time had I played under NIL as a fullback. So doesn't that change the way that teams have to go about this whole process now? Like, I can't even imagine. That the college coaches, the way that they have to bend over backwards for these kids in the recruiting process, now it's almost like professional teams have to do that same thing with guys who are kind of spoiled already because of NIL. What kind of complications has that created in the whole NFL draft process?
It's the exact opposite.
Wow.
It's a great thing for the NFL teams because it enables them to identify while these guys are still in college who really loves football and who loves the things that come along with football. Mm. There are guys that because they've gotten so much NIL money, mm-hmm. they kind of think they've made it and they kind of act like they've made it, and some of them end up dropping, they don't have as good as senior years or juniors, whatever. And so teams have to try to figure out, okay, is it because this guy already knew he was going to go pro?
Yeah.
Is it just, you know, he's a young kid? But I think, you know, there are guys that get whatever the money is, 500 grand, 800 grand, whatever it is, and it just motivates them more. They just work harder. It
wow.
actually,
great.
Because when they're in college before, and they all have $0 unless they play in the SEC, okay, the way it used to be. All right, you really didn't know, you know, if what the true motivation was. Do they really, really love the sport, or do they love what they think the sport can give them? All these teams are trying to draft guys that A, love football, and B, realize that getting drafted is the start, not the end. For a lot of these kids, they've dreamt their whole life of getting drafted. They get drafted. They get good money. They think they've made it. And that is, you know what it's like, John. You have to make it every day. Like, yeah. And some kids, the kids that don't get that are not going to be able to figure it out. And because of some of the decisions these kids and their parents have made with, I'm going to go to this school for more money. You're going to do this. It's actually given the NFL team some clarity into the character of these kids.
That's fascinating. Really is.
Really is.
Ross, give us a couple names you want to see the Eagles who's someone you want them to get in the first round? A few options. If they get them, people should be happy. Who are they?
All right. So this is – I am on a different wavelength than a lot of the people out there, Joe. Okay. Everybody else I read, it's D-tackle, D-end, D-tackle, D-end, maybe O-line, probably trade up into the 20s. Because the depth is so good along the defensive line, because, you know, I have these guys, Todd McShay and whoever, come on my show, the Ross Tucker Podcast, and tell me that they have starter grades on 35 D tackles, and they think 35 D tackles will go in the first three rounds. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Eagles get a D tackle and maybe an edge guy in round two or round three, or maybe they trade down and do that. But I think that there's a very real possibility that a starting caliber player that the Eagles were not expecting to see on the board falls to them at 32 and the Eagles pounce. Is that Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia? Is it Jahad Campbell, the linebacker from Alabama? I just think there's going to be a guy that, and maybe two, that fall. I mean, it wouldn't blow my mind away if, like, Mason Taylor, Jason Taylor's son, was there at 32 and the Eagles took him, because it seems pretty clear they're moving on from Goddard. Yeah. So I read all the guys. I know the Eagles' history. I know that everybody thinks D-line and trade up in the 20s. I would not be surprised if one of these guys they're not expecting can come in and start right away for 4 years, and then they can still get D tackles and D ends that probably aren't going to start anyway in rounds two and three.
Ross, what about who you don't want? And let me be clear, it's kind of a shame because these guys are good football players, but like, who at 32 that we've talked about do you think would not be a good fit for the Eagles?
Ooh, that's a good question. I am not as high on really any of the offensive linemen as other people seem to be. Like, I think they're good players. I just think, you know, you've been developing Steen for multiple years to get to this point. And we all know how good Stoutland is, even with guys like Juergens and Dickerson in the second round. I've seen several mocks where the Eagles take an offensive lineman in the first round. I don't think that would be the case. And I have some skepticism of some of the defensive linemen that are being mocked to them. Yeah, I'll give you a name. James Pierce from Tennessee.
Sure, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody and their brother said he was a top five, top 10 pick before the year. He's got that kind of physical ability. The same with Walter Nolan. What I would tell you about this is, I'm not saying they shouldn't take these guys, but if it's late 20s and Pierce and or Nolan are there, maybe this is where Big Dom comes into play. Maybe he has a better read on these guys.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Guys and other people, but these guys have top 10 physical ability. People know it. And so if they're falling and falling, maybe this goes back to John's question about NIL. You know, I mean, I've heard some crazy things about why guys go from one school to another school. I mean, actually hilarious things. I mean, there's a guy, I heard a story about a guy that transferred to another school for $100,000 less because they told him he didn't have to go to class. I mean, like, so, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for him as a prospect, but it's hilarious.
Man.
It just tells you like the mindset of some of these kids. So, I guess I will have some concern if it's like Pierce or Nolan at 32, which, by the way, I've seen. I think Daniel Jeremiah just did his mock draft and Walter Nolan didn't go in the first round.
That's right.
Meanwhile, Schrager, who's very good at this stuff, said he'd be shocked if Walter Nolan falls out of the top 15.
Yeah.
So somebody knows more about him as a person than other people,
right?
Right, and that's we don't know what the Eagles know. I mean, the thing about, like, I'll never get over that the Eagles got Jalen Carter at 9. I'll never get over that. That guy should have been the first pick in the draft.
So someone like Jalen Walker, an off-ball linebacker who can move up and give you production sacking quarterbacks off the edge at times, do we have enough room for another off-ball guy if he's versatile like Zach Bond, who can also get up on the edge of the line of scrimmage and give you some pass rush production? N'Kobe Dean, who is coming back from injury. We know that we've got guys that we like, but is it wise to add another inside backer, even if he's versatile, when you've got guys that you like so much at inside backer already?
Well, yes, it is. First of all, I would be shocked if Jalen Walker is even in the Eagles' stratosphere. I think he goes top 12, top 15 at the worst. But everything you just said, John, also applies to Jahad Campbell, who, I mean, I just had a guy on today's Ross Tucker podcast that said he thinks he's a top 5 player in the draft.
Wow.
He has a shoulder injury. Okay, which might cause him to drop.
Linebacker who ever played football, by the way.
And I mentioned last time I was on, he's a South Jersey kid, but he's a guy. N'Kobe Dean, guys, suffered a really, really bad injury.
That's right.
I mean, and that was in the playoffs. So I think you kind of got to go into this year with almost like, hey, maybe we'll have him for the second half of the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have him for the playoffs. But whatever you get from him is gravy. So you're looking at right now starting Jeremiah Trotter Jr., which he may or may not be a starting caliber player in the NFL. We don't know that. And by the way, what happens if he gets hurt? Or what happens if something happens to Bond? I think an off-the-ball linebacker.
Ross, it's Dallas Gant.
I think, John, Jahad Campbell – or linebacker is very much in play because they realized last year just how important that position is, especially in Fangio's defense.
So, Russ, a whole nother aspect of the defense I find fascinating and really under-discussed
is whether Cooper DeJean is going to move outside next year when NFL teams have only two wide receivers on the field. Like, is he the guy that plays 100% of the snaps, or is he just the slot guy when three and four receivers are on the field? So let's drill down on this, Ross.
He moves outside.
So, Ross, here's my question to you. Do you trust Cooper outside? Do you trust the combination of Adoree Jackson, Eli Ricks, and Kelee Ringo outside? Or are the Eagles maybe drafting a corner in the first or second round?
I don't think they're going to draft a corner in the first or second round, but it's not, I mean, they lost three guys. They lost Darius Slay, Isaiah Rodgers, and Avante Maddox, so it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Yep.
I do not think DeJean is going to move outside.
I don't either.
I am in the minority here. I'll tell you why, okay? First of all, they love him in the nickel. It is a critically important position, and after he got in the lineup last year, guys, they were like 98% nickel anyway. So for 2% of the snaps, you think you need to move him out there? That just doesn't make sense to me. For 2% of the snaps, Fangio loves him. They love being in nickel. He can give them enough in run support that they can stay nickel even if there are only two receivers for the other team. I don't think it makes sense to have him have to deal with that, play essentially a different position. You've been developing Ringo for a reason. They always bring a guy like Adoree Jackson in because he then gives them the veteran floor, whereas Ringo gives them the ceiling. I've seen that written everywhere. He'll be outside. They're not going. I don't think they're going to move him outside.
I totally agree.
2 to 4% of the snaps.
I totally agree, and he's such a great tackler inside. It's almost like having a safety or a linebacker in the box because
well, that's exactly right. Yeah. It depends on whether they feel like having Zach Bond and Nakobe Dean or whoever the other linebacker is gives them better leverage or size or whatever coverage.
And he's more of an inside
for that specific personnel grouping the offense provides.
Yeah, and John, he's more of an inside guy than an outside guy. You know, there's a reason why he didn't go till pick 40 or wherever it was. There was a little bit of stiffness coming in out of his brakes and his back pedal when he was purely an outside corner at Iowa. The reason why he's so good is because he's so smart, because he's so instinctive, and that lends itself more to inside at nickel.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, Ross, I really wonder if corner, outside corner, is more in play early than we've lent credence to because, you know, like, are they really going to take a guy like, you know, Ringo, who was their fifth corner last year, and make him one of their top three?
But
I don't know. Maybe.
But again,
maybe not.
The point is, like, you've got, well.
Maybe not, guys.
Joe, can I tell you a quick crazy draft day story?
Go for it.
Okay, I saw on Devin's social media this morning that the Eagles 5 years ago tonight took a guy named Jalen Hurts in the second round.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys talked about this yet.
We did, yeah.
The Eagles were doing, you know, that's when the Eagles were doing draft programming. And so I was part of that. They didn't do it last year. They're not doing it this year. That was the COVID year. So I want you to picture I'm in my house, okay? And you can't have the sound on the TV because it's way behind, right? And I have a thing in my ear and we hear them say, the Eagles just took Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Oklahoma. And then they're counting down 8, 7, 6, 5. And I can't remember the name of the young lady, but she's like, all right, Ross, the Eagles just took Jalen Hurts. What do you think? I'm live on Eagles.com. I had no idea what to say. In my head was, I have no idea why they just did this. This is the worst pick ever. But so, of course, yeah, I can't say that, right? So I'm thinking, I said, well, listen, the Eagles highly prioritized the backup quarterback. They had just paid Carson. I was like, the Eagles highly prioritized the backup quarterback position. This enables them to save money, blah, blah, blah. But it's funny because that story actually goes full circle to your first question, Joe, which is that the Eagles, more than any other team, they are looking 2 and 3 years ahead. Nobody thought the Hurts pick was a good pick.
Well, I actually did, but most didn't. James, what would be 2 to 3 years from now a position they could draft tonight in the first round?
Like looking ahead, you're saying? I mean,
Running back?
No, they're not going to take receiver.
I mean,
receiver.
That's a great call by Ross. Yeah, because yeah. I mean, AJ and Devontae are paid. Are they going to get a whole nother group of contracts after that?
Yeah, I don't know.
They just declined John Dotson's fifth-year option.
Left tackle.
Well, tackle. Sure. Period.
Yeah, tackle. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those are. Yeah. I mean, I guess if we're really expanding the horizons, it would be wide receiver or offensive tackle. Yeah. All right, Ross, outstanding work, man. Obviously, we'll get you on next week, to say the least. Reaction on all this. We love having you on. Everyone follow Ross on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. You can see all the multimedia things this multimedia star is involved in. Thanks, Ross. Good work, man.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Good stuff, Ross. Man. Hey, let me remind everyone, we got big, big, big coverage tonight here on WIP. No Phillies game, which obviously for our station makes it easier to have wall-to-wall draft coverage, which I'm going to declare NFL draft pregame starts right now. Draft pregame show starts right now, but it really continues with the real draft show. Tonight at 6 o'clock, part of that show, and it's going to be a minimum 6 hours, probably a little over, because the Eagles pick is going to be around midnight, so the guys are going to stay on
a long night coming, guys.
Long night. So it's going to be like a 6-plus-hour show. The show will include, and not everyone's doing all 6 hours, but in various parts, Rob Ellis, Ike, Fritz, Hugh, Giglio, and Elliot. And then Hunter Brody after midnight, you know, draft coverage reaction. The Eagles picked the whole deal. So, Seltzer, what's your favorite draft moment ever?
I think the Vikings getting passed over is the first one that always popped. Because it was so crazy, because they talk about it every year. Oh, if you don't make your pick in time, right, the next team's allowed to pick. It's like, okay, sure. To actually see it play out and see these teams running up with their picks, like, that was just so wild.
That was wild. I was at one draft. It was the draft Michael Vick was drafted at. And I remember I think that was Deuce McAllister, and he got taken 2 in front of Freddie Mitchell. And so Deuce McAllister wasn't on the board. I wanted him. I remember back, and I loved Ben Smith in the early 90s, loved him. But I remember in the approach to Ben Smith, Emmitt Smith was still available till I think maybe 2 or 3 picks before Ben Smith. And I wanted Emmitt Smith. How history could have been different.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy. Eagles could have won a Super Bowl if they had Emmitt Smith. You know, add him to that defense and Randall and that whole deal.
I was pretending that I was hard of hearing with a kid at Blockbuster. This is wrong, actually. I think this is the first time I've ever admitted this. I was trying to not donate to the kid who was asking for money
during the draft?
This was the second round just ended, and I left the house to go to Blockbuster because we didn't have the draft on. We could not get the draft anymore. Like, I was in the draft. I could not see whether I was getting drafted or
ESPN
not.
ESPN and the NFL Network have expanded their coverage.
ESPN, right. We didn't have anything other than just the standard ESPN.
Oh, so maybe it was on ESPN 2.
I think it went to ESPN 2, and we were college students. We didn't have that package or whatever. Yep. We had the bare bones package. So I didn't have the beginning of the third round on, or even the capability to watch it. So I drove to Blockbuster, and the kid was asking me for money the moment I pulled into the driveway. So now I'm just trying to figure out a way to not communicate. I'm feigning deafness, and my new cell phone rings. Clearly, I'm not deaf because now I'm talking on the new phone.
What kind of cell phone was it?
To a woman who says, "Coach Gruden, can't wait to talk to you." And I'm thinking, which one of my friends is messing with me? Because I had no idea who this could be.
You should have told the kid, hey, kid, shut up. I'm being drafted right now in the NFL draft.
I still didn't think I was being drafted.
That's pretty cool, man. I love it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.